The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. Going to play a little music. Get us up to the 6 o'clock hour this afternoon. Sitting in for Ruth here. She's usually doing some radio hangouts, but she's indisposed, so I'm going to play some music, and we'll get up to 6 o'clock when Democracy Now! Will air. I do want to thank a couple of our underwriters for their support first, and then we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM thanks Whistle Pig Korean for their support of our programming. Whistle Pig Korean offers fresh, authentic Korean food with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options for takeout or dine-in. You can find an online ordering menu on whistlepigkorean.com. They are located at 25 North Wilson in Bozeman and can be reached by phone at 406-404-1224.
KGVM is grateful for the support of Erotique, a fun and fresh business specializing in healthy sexuality. Erotique is an adult boutique located at 12 North Wilson in downtown Bozeman. You can reach Erotique by calling 406-586-7825, or you can shop online at eroticstyle.com. This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 70-year-old woman from Canada is dead after being attacked by a bison on a popular hiking trail in Custer State Park in western South Dakota, marking the first fatal bison attack in that park in 21 years. The name of the woman has not been released, Custer County Sheriff Marty McKaylee said. The woman and her husband were on vacation in Custer State Park. The woman was killed by the bison last Monday afternoon on the Grace Coolidge Trail, about 1.5 miles from Center Lake in Custer State Park. The woman and her husband saw 5 bull bison walking along the trail about 1,500 feet ahead of them. The bull bison continued down the trail and out of sight ahead of the couple. Sheriff McKaylee said the couple stopped every now and then to give the bison space, but the couple was steadily closing the space to the bison bulls until they were less than 50 yards away. Sheriff McKaylee said, as they got closer to the bulls, one of them turned around and came at her. One of the bulls charged her and hit her. The bull threw the woman roughly 6 feet in the air. The husband took cover behind a tree and called 911. Sheriff McKaylee said the bison lingered near the woman for about 15 minutes after the initial attack. During that time, she was still conscious and able to speak with her husband a short distance away. The 70-year-old woman had serious injuries to her leg and complained to her husband of abdominal pain. After about 15 minutes, the bison walked away. But when the husband attempted to reach his wife, the animal turned and charged a second time, tossing her into the air and throwing her 20 feet in an even more aggressive throw. The bison walked away a second time, and the husband ran to his wife to perform CPR. The woman had stopped breathing. Custer State Park staff responded quickly and rendered first aid. Emergency air transport was requested, but a life flight helicopter could not perform the rescue because of stormy weather in the area. The woman's death from getting too close and being tossed by a bison is the first in a long while in Custer State Park, but it's not the most recent incident between visitors and wildlife. In 2020, a female bike rider from Iowa made national news after she was de-pantsed by a buffalo when she got too close to its calf. The bison, defending its calf, moved to gore the woman, but one of the bison's horns got caught in the woman's belt, and the animal violently swung her around, de-pantsing her. In 2022, British tourist Amelia Dean was hospitalized for weeks after being gored and flipped by a bison in Custer State Park. As national park and state parks get busier this tourist season, everyone is reminded to back off and give the wildlife their space. The beloved summer tradition of horse racing at the fairgrounds in Great Falls won't happen this year. The Great Falls Turf Club announced that the 2026 horse race season in Great Falls has been canceled. The horse racing season was scheduled to run for 3 weekends at Montana Expo Park, July 11 and 12, July 18 and 19, and July 25-26, the opening weekend of Montana State Fair. The Great Falls Turf Club said that the decision to cancel horse racing this year was due to unexpected budget shortfalls that left the club unable to meet the substantial operational expenses required to host the annual summer events. The Great Falls Turf Club said that it's focused on restructuring so it can make a strong, triumphant return. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I thought I'd start out the music this afternoon with some Montana-made music, as I frequently tend to do. Wanted to play a cut first up from Hibernator, a band from over in the Butte area. And I thought I'd play a single of theirs called Pillow Talk. Keep it going with some Panther Car off their last album, LaGrange, with Stab TV. And then the Love Darts. I just stopped by Studio Coffee, got a coffee, and Jeff and Jimmy were in there. I chatted with them a little bit. It's always fun to see what's up with the Love Darts. And so I thought I'd play a cut from their album Neon Girls called It Ain't Easy, It's So Hard. So we'll rock out a little bit here for this first set. Here's Hibernator with Pillow Talk.
We could be alone.
That was the Love Darts from their album Neon Girls. It Ain't Easy, It's So Hard. Hard to pick a favorite song off that album, but that might be mine. I really like that one. Before that, Panther Card did Stab TV from LaGrange. It started out with a single by Hibernator, Pillow Talk. Always fun when Hibernator comes to town. It's been a little while since I saw them. They played at the Labor Temple this winter, so hopefully they'll be back around again here pretty soon. I'm going to kind of shift the tone a little bit and play a little bit more goth, I guess, for you. First up, from a band from Billings called Lucy Was Right. I'll play you their single, Irreverent Liar. And then from Bozeman's own Order of the Static Temple, they play at Goth Nights, and they're a lot of fun. Put out an album last year called Hearts Bleed Black. I'll play a Funeral Pyre off that.
Stronger than me, I'm a force to be reckoned with. I won't.
All right. That was the Order of the Static Temple with Funeral Pyre. Before that, Lucy Was Right did Irreverent Liar. We'll shift it up a little bit more again. I think that Stranded by Choice, a band from Billings, is going to be coming out with an album here anytime now, I believe. And they're going to be in Bozeman on the 20th of June playing with the Goners UK. And I think Adam, guitar player from the Goners UK, is also in Stranded by Choice. So he'll be doing double duty that night at the Labor Temple. On the 20th of June, they're going to be playing with Three Penny Riot and Serpentina. So going to be a night of great music there. And the Goners just released their new album, All the Way Down. And like I said, I'm pretty sure Stranded by Choice's album is coming out anytime now. So I play a cut by Stranded by Choice off their album Neptune's Gate called Keeper of the Gate. And then I'll finish this set of music out with a cut by Goners UK off A Long Way Down called Swept Under the Carpet Bomb.
We hate place inside us. There's no one beside us. The whole world comes crashing down. In the trenches, we're left here defenseless. We've all been forsaken. The whole world comes crashing down.
KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. All right, thanks to Cactus Records, a Bozeman institution for just about as long as I've been here in Bozeman, that's for sure. You just heard the Goners UK Swept Under the Carpet Bomb and Stranded by Choice before that with Keeper of the Gate. Pretty excited to hear their new album, and that new Goners UK album is one of my favorites. One of my other favorite new albums is the Three Penny Riot album Heart O' Heart, so that show down at the Labor Temple on the 20th of June should be a banger. Speaking of Labor Temple, we're doing another KGVM fundraiser show on this Friday night, the 5th of June, down at the Labor Temple. We did one last Friday night, the lighter side of KGVM. We're doing the heavier side on this coming Friday. We're going to kick things off with Parahelion. They're going to do a rip and set. And then we've got Prince on the bill. We've got one more band. We're just about ready to line up, so keep your eye open for that third act. But it's going to be a great night of music benefiting KGVM. I want to thank all the musicians that donate their time and talent to help us do our thing here and help get the word out about all of the great music here in the Gallatin Valley. It's 5:33 p.m., clouding up out there again a little bit. I don't know if it's going to get far enough to rain or not, but maybe. So hope you're having a good afternoon. I'm going to play today's episodes of Climate Connections and Labor History, then we'll keep going with some more music.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change is causing more extremely hot days in many parts of the U.S., and a recent report highlights the danger that heat can pose to rural residents. Grace Wickerson is with the Federation of American Scientists. She says many rural residents work outside in the hot sun. And according to the analysis by her group and the nonprofit Headwaters Economics, people in rural areas are more likely to have chronic diseases or other pre-existing conditions,
as well as other risk factors like age that make them more vulnerable to the impacts of heat.
And it can be hard for rural residents to find relief. Most live far away from a cooling center, and their homes tend to be older and difficult to keep cool. On top of that, rural public health programs are often underfunded, and many rural hospitals have closed. As the climate warms, heat waves are growing more severe.
And they're also happening more frequently. So this is putting a lot of stress on people, infrastructure, and communities.
But according to the report, there are ways to minimize the risks. For example, implementing workplace protections, funding rural health programs, and retrofitting homes can help keep people safe from heat. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1952. That was the day 650,000 steelworkers walked off the job in an industry-wide strike. The Supreme Court had just handed down a 6-3 ruling in the case of Youngstown Sheet and Tube versus Sawyer. The court decided that the president had no authority to seize private property on the grounds of national security without prior authorization from Congress. On April 8th, President Harry Truman had issued Executive Order 10340, ordering Commerce Secretary Charles Sawyer to seize the nation's steel mills to ensure the continued production of steel, ostensibly for the war effort. Seizure of the mills came after months of wrangling over wage increases and work rules between mill owners, the United Steelworkers, and the Wage Stabilization Board. Steelworkers walked out just hours after the decision. The impact was felt immediately. Layoffs began ban at a number of steel-dependent industries. By the end of the month, most defense industries and auto plants nationwide were completely shut down. Consumer inventories of steel were almost totally depleted, and exports ceased entirely. The union's ultimate goal was a master contract and the union shop. They hoped to jumpstart negotiations by signing with smaller companies first and forestall invoking of Taft-Hartley. By July, the railroads began to suffer financial losses, as did California growers who lacked tin to can their crops. After 53 days, mill owners and the union agreed to terms that were less than the Wage Stabilization Board had recommended, far less than what the union had originally demanded, but much more than what the mill owners had been willing to concede. More importantly, after 15 years of struggle, the United Steelworkers had finally won the union shop.
All right, Labor History in Two. I love that segment. Always some great information about labor history and unions. If you're not really sure if we need unions and other people banding together to push back against the oligarchy, I mean, let's come out and call a spade here. Maybe you're not paying enough attention. The inequities that are growing in the nation need some pushback. So get together with your friends and pay attention to things like that. Support unions, support local. You know, don't give Jeff Bezos all your money. The guy does not need it or deserve it, in my humble opinion. I'll put the soapbox away and get the music back out here now. I'm going to play a cut by Cage the Elephant from their album Neon Pill. I think that's their newest one still. Came out in 2024. I'll play a Hi-Fi, the lead-in cut off the album. Then a cut by Guided by Voices from Earthman Blues called The Disconnected Citizen.
Tell me your name.
That was Guided by Voices with The Disconnected Citizen. Before that, Cage the Elephant did Hi-Fi, True Light. I was poking around trying to decide what to play, and I came across some Local H, and I remembered that I hadn't really heard of them that much until they were at Pine Creek last summer. They were on a tour with Sponge and Everclear, played a show out at Pine Creek, and I went and saw them. And so that reminded me of all the bands that were at the show. And so I'm going to play a cut by Sponge from their album New Pop Sunday called Disconnected. I didn't even notice until after I'd lined that up that it was The Disconnected Citizen was the previous cut. But I'll follow that up with Local H and Mayonnaise and Malaise from their album Refisted. I'm a sucker for catchy song titles like that. And then an Everclear cut from their 2015 album Black is the New Black, The Man Who Broke His Own Heart.
Painkillers, emotion thriller. I really found out I'm the one and only killer. My one and only killer. Painkillers.
All right, that was Everclear, the man who broke his own heart. Before that, Local H did Mayonnaise and Malaise, and Sponge did Disconnected. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM Bozeman. Had a good time spinning some music for you. Hope you enjoyed it. Before we slide on into Democracy Now!, I did want to have, there's a couple of announcements I wanted to relay to you. A couple about Slam. Sip and Slam is back. Slam supporting local artists and musicians, which puts on the Free Community Arts Festival on the weekend of August 8th and 9th. We'll be taking over the Bozeman Tap Room with Last Best Place Brewing this Thursday, June 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. You're invited down to have a beer, meet the people behind the festival, and get a first-hand look at what's coming up this August. The event is free to attend at the Bozeman Tap Room Thursday, June 4th from 5 to 8. I am also helping with Slam, so I'll be down there. Come and find out about the musical portion of the event. That's my bailiwick. I enjoy the art, but my knowledge of art is limited at best. So there'll be other people down there to talk about the artists and the booths and stuff that we'll have at Slam. So you're invited down. And also, Slam and the Bozeman Public Library are doing an interesting collaboration. What do you get when local artists transform retired library books into original works of art? Rewrite. And Slam and the library are starting this program, and it's happening right now. Slam and the Bozeman Public Library have invited artists to adopt culled books and to make something new out of them. The resulting artworks will be on Give Butter now through August 27th, and you'll be able to bid on those online to acquire a one-of-a-kind piece of art and to support both organizations at the same time. And then you can join the library and Slam for a closing reception on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library. That event will also be free and open to the public. And you can find the auction for these rewrite works of art at slamfestivals.org. That wraps it up for this afternoon. Keep it locked right here to KGVM. Have a great evening, everyone.